This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Modi reached Ahmedabad in Gujarat this evening. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will interact with the beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and inaugurate the fourth edition of Renewable Energy Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. In the evening, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Earlier in the day, PM Modi arrived in Jharkhand's Ranchi and held a rally. Mr. Modi stressed that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the entire region. He laid foundation stone and dedicated various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees to the nation through video conferencing. The Prime Minister also virtually flagged off six Vande Bharat trains and he also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, PMAYG, to thousands of beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters of 32,000 houses to beneficiaries of PMAYG. Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 18th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three rallies tomorrow at Ramban, Kishtwar and Paddar areas of the Chenab Valley. Eight assembly constituencies of the Chenab Valley in Jammu Division are going to polls in the first phase. Election campaign has also picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on 5th of October. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced that he will resign from the chief ministerial post after 2 days. The Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, national convener said, in the next couple of days, a meeting of the party MLAs will be held to decide a new chief minister. Addressing the AAP workers at the party office in the national capital, Mr. Kejriwal demanded that the assembly election in Delhi, which is due in February next year, should be held in November this year along with elections in Maharashtra. In West Bengal, former principal of R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital Sandeep Ghosh and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station Abhijit Mundal were sent to 3-day custody of the CBI. They were produced before the Sialdaha court today. The death toll in the building collapse at Meerut in Uttar Pradesh has risen to 10. The three-story building collapsed in Zahir Colony last evening. The rescue operation was completed this morning and the debris has been cleared. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Myanmar, Vietnam and Laos in solidarity with people affected by Typhoon Yagi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said in a social media post that 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing and medicines left for Myanmar on board INS Satpura today. Israel dropped leaflets over a Lebanon border village today, urging residents to leave. It was the first time Israelis had instructed South Lebanon citizens to evacuate during the 11-month cross-border conflict between Hezbollah and Israel over the Gaza war. According to the official national news agency, the Israel dropped leaflets over Wazani, urging residents to leave the area. Wazani is an agricultural area where Syrians are frequently employed to cultivate the land. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh tomorrow due to deep depression over Gangetic West Bengal. The IMD said the deep depression is likely to weaken into a depression and move northwestwards across Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh during the next 48 hours. In China, a powerful typhoon, Bibinka, is approaching the eastern coast, prompting authorities to prepare for heavy rainfall. The typhoon is expected to make landfall near Shanghai later tonight. The country's emergency management ministry has warned of extremely heavy rainstorms in the region. Meanwhile, in the Philippines, tropical storm Bibinka has caused significant damage, leaving 6 people dead and at least 2 missing. In badminton, India's rising star Anmol Kharb secured her first individual senior international title by winning the women's singles event at the Belgian International 2024 at Leuven in Belgium. And with that, we end this news bulletin.